Sponsored by Margaret Jackson.
AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0. Money 2.0. Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Magazine and Business on the Edge. I want to thank you for tuning into the show tonight. Always, we always appreciate your listenership here and yes, in Silicon Valley and around the world. If you ever want to dial into the show anywhere from around the world, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220 and get your questions and comments on air with me tonight. We are live in the studio. I have been out and traveling, so it's good to be back in the chair here and behind the mic. What's in the news this week? Amazing. Are we headed into a recession? That's the question. Are we headed into a recession? We've got the big news this week of the Dow Jones falling 800 points on Wednesday. Kind of shook. It shook everyone. You know, here's the deal is that we've been talking and hearing the low rumbles of a potential recession over the past couple of years. And so, you know, you have to kind of start preparing for, especially if you're a business owner, start preparing. And for those of you who have tuned into the show over the last 7 years, we're in our eighth season, actually, as of last month. So we're excited about that. I've been saying when it comes to recessions for you small business owners, prepare, be ready to flex, be ready to withstand a recession, because recession does put businesses out of business. And so the last recession was a really big hit. So 800 points down on Wednesday. And so the financial talks have begun with what? Now we know that you know, we're hearing talks about the Treasury bond yield curve tipping. So we're wondering, this is an indicator, has been historically an indicator of whether or not, or really, a recession underfoot. Is it? There's some debate around that, a little bit of debate around that. But really what I want to talk about with that is we know that something's going on in our economic frameworks. Something is going on around the world. And these are indicators and warning signs that you need to be preparing as business owners to withstand what may hit. And what's interesting about recessions for micro small businesses, now we have these, what we really call not just micro small business, but many micro small businesses that you kind of think that it doesn't really impact me. Yes, it impacts you. It impacts your ability to sell. It impacts your ability to grow and to thrive and to get loans. Recessions impact, they impact everyone. And if you think you're exclusive, it will impact you and it will shove you right out the door and right out of business if you're not paying attention. One of the things that I ask businesses if I'm doing a talk or training, if a recession hits, if the economy changes and shifts, what are you prepared? How are you prepared to respond? Are you prepared to respond in a way that keeps you in business? And I talk about when I lost my first company, we were on an upswing. We were feeling good. We got $250,000 in funding. We're on our way to a $1.5 million company and growing from there to three. We had everything. I had a 50-plus page business plan. We had it laid out. And the economy shifted. The last recession took a lot of businesses out. And we were not looking at that type of exit strategy. And you don't necessarily have to prepare for an exit strategy. You just have to prepare to withstand the storm when it shows up. It's kind of like, you know, that a storm is going to come. If you're in the Midwest, we know about, I'm from the Midwest. And so storms, they come, and they're thunderstorms. And so I don't wait till the thunderstorm comes to go buy an umbrella. I mean, really. You know it's going to come. It may not be today, and there's not a cloud in the sky, and everything's great. But I'm not going to wait until the storm comes to try to go buy a raincoat. You know that there's things that you should just be preparing for. And so, and we're not trying to predict the worst and says, you're just so negative. No, I'm just so practical. I'm so practical that we know that recessions come and go. We have ebbs and flows in our economy. We have ebbs and flows throughout history. So we know it's going to hit. So what do? So in the great times, you're preparing. You're saying, okay. So you're looking at your plan and you have all of this great stuff that you want to happen in your business. And then you have to think about, okay, but what if something shifts and changes that? And what if the economy takes just this nosedive? What are we going to do? Can we survive? And so here's some questions. Small business owners, what does this mean for you? It means that you should be preparing and you should already be prepared. The last recession taught me some ridiculously difficult things, and I'm prepared. My business, my company can withstand a recession. It can withstand. It's just a shifting and preparing and learning, a lot of painful learning to build a business that we can shift and ebb and flow. Have you been preparing? Because I've been talking about it for 7 years and some change. So just saying, things that you need to think about. Get ready now. I'm not trying to freak you out. I'm just saying that don't wait for Wall Street to say, oh, by the way, now we're in a recession. Or, you know, start preparing. And if we do turn, and I'm kind of looking forward to it, though. I want to buy some property, some more property. You know, some say that the best time to start a business is when you're in a recession. Best time to buy property and get into some investing. Investing is when prices are a little lower. You know, they're going to go a little lower. So, I have some ideas in terms of changing some things in my world to create some additional income flows. And I want to kind of time it. So I know that a recession is coming. I just don't know when it's going to exactly hit. So I've been preparing for it myself. But get ready now. You need to be flexible with your products and services, your costs. What is your cash cow? What do you want to be your cash cow? Do you have a backup plan on what that's going to be and what's going to look like? Repackage things, re-image things. What do you want to cut? Don't say marketing and advertising. You want to cut marketing and advertising. I would be careful about always cutting marketing and advertising to the point where you're not marketing and advertising and now you're not promoting anything. There's always going to be promotion. There's always going to be marketing and advertising. We know that that's usually on the chopping block, and I'm not just saying that because I'm on radio. But what I will tell you for those small business owners out there, if I had used mass marketing, radio, media that could have put us around the nation and we had the resources to do it, I had the resources at that time to do it for that company. I'd gotten a lot of money. My company would not have failed because we would have been able to pick up business and opportunities around the nation to do media from around the nation because of the type of things we were doing. So we were ahead of the game on some things. And so I would have shifted. I would have taken $50,000 and just shoved it into mass marketing around the nation. So it's also an opportunity to take advantage of what's going on instead of cutting back. Some companies in the last recession, they started building. They started adding to their expanding their business and building out their stores. So interesting. So think about it. Think about it. And interns, what kind of workforce? I'm going to shift here with our intern. I have an intern on the line. It's my summer intern. And if you want great support. Now, I've had interns, really, I had an intern that I thought I was going to have to fire. But this is a paid internship. I'd encourage you to pay your interns. And these are great opportunities for college students to get real world value. Don't just stick them on the phones and stick them into marketing and advertising things and just put them in a corner and forget about them. Give them real projects and real things to do. And I really, you know, I really appreciate Ohlone Community College Career Center. They really have a great handle on how to put the right type of internship program together to engage an intern when they come into their offices. And for those of you out there that don't know it, Alameda County Small Business Development Center is now hosted by the Ohlone Community College, and it's right there in the Ohlone Career Center. It makes sense to me since job seekers need employment, and small business owners who are employers and small businesses are less than 500 or up to 499 employees, so it could be a scale there. They need employees. They need interns. They need full-time workers. They need part-time workers. They need contractors. They need all kinds of things. And so so that's a great kind of marriage that's going on there. And Cesar Tamayo is on the air with me. Cesar, how are you?
Hey, Margaret. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Cesar, today is your last day with the Alameda County Small Business Development Center program that's hosted at Ohlone Community College. We got about 2 minutes before we go to a commercial break, and we'll have Cesar on for the next couple of segments. But what was tell us your experience there. What was it like for you and the value that you got out of your internship?
It was a great experience. Everyone in the office was welcoming. I got to work on some great projects that really showed me, gave me a lot of experience pretty much. Like I was able to create a series of small workshops for the Alameda County SBDC. And also I was able to create a checklist and a licensing and regulatory contact list for the Alameda County SBDC as well. And while I was doing that, I was also supporting the Tri-City Career Center while I was doing that as well.
So, and we've got 1 minute before we go on break. So some of the things that Cesar did there, and for those of you that don't know it around the world and in Silicon Valley, and we're going to have a wonderful grand opening with this. I have been just recently selected as the Alameda County SBDC Small Business Development Center Director. I was the interim director for a little while there. I helped write the grant. I actually wrote the grant for the Small Business Development Center as a collaboration with Daniel Newell at the Ohlone Community College Career Center. And so we brought in Cesar Tamayo to support as an intern because we believe in internship programs. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that. And we got him just drilled in. In fact, he didn't feel like an intern. He felt like just part of the team. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. You're listening to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. If you're just tuning in, we're chatting a little bit. We were talking about actually this whole thing, this recession. Are we going into a recession? And for small business owners, some of the things that you can think about is utilizing interns for mitigating costs. And so we have our intern, summer intern from the Alameda County Small Business Development Center and Ohlone Community College Tri-Cities Career Center, Cesar Tamayo, who was, I've had a lot of interns, and I share this with you. I had one intern who was just spectacular. She was just amazing. And everyone else that came behind her was good. We had one Stanford intern that I was really shocked that they were not a great intern. Stanford, what's going on out there? But you were just really eager to get started, be part of the office, and you just worked hard. You really did not, but we didn't have you just kind of be this traditional intern. We really wanted you to grow and develop and do actual real work, and you got an opportunity to do that from helping us kind of assess potential clients in the intake process for SBDC. You've worked with us on many of the setting up the workshops and all of the different projects that we have going. And we're going a mile a minute because we're putting this new infrastructure in. And so can you share a little bit more about the value of the internship? Would you encourage other companies to bring in interns? Do you think this is you know, you're on your way back to Humboldt State University and finishing up your last year. What value are you going to take back?
Hello?
Yes, what value are you going to take back to your to college with you?
Yes. Can you repeat the question, Margie? Sorry, it cut off a little bit towards the end.
Okay. So I wanted to know, with all of your experience with the internship, what are you going to take back to your college experience? Are you going to use some of the skills that you learned to help you get through your last year of college? Would you encourage other organizations to have internship programs?
Well, skills that most definitely I will be taking many skills back up to college. Also, there's a couple things that I learned from this experience, which was networking, which is very important, and also to use your resources because you never know which person has tools that you can use to be successful.
Right. You know, the NACE, I'm not sure if you're familiar with NACE, and those of you that work in the college career arena, National Association of Colleges and Employers, the 2019 study says the offer rate for interns is about 70.4%. The acceptance rate by those interns is about 79.6%. So the conversion rate is about 56.1%. And really what it's saying is that internships, there are some benefits in those that not only intern the first time and they go back and intern, that rate increases even more in terms of the study. What would you say to some of the other students out there that, you know, may think that, you know, internships is just not worth my time? What would you say to them?
I think internship is a great opportunity for someone to be able to have that workforce experience. And well, just I feel for some companies, actually an intern might benefit them in some ways, where everyone is getting pretty much older, so the new millennials are growing up, so it's always good to have that fresh mind, kind of how you say it.
Right.
It's always good to have someone there that maybe you never know what that intern can bring to the table.
Right. So you don't have an old fixed mindset and a new growth. Millennials have this kind of this growth mindset and older people can, but there can be some fixation and fixed mindsets that really can be detrimental to companies. I got to go to a commercial break here, but a growth mindset and having a millennial, you guys are bringing much more to the table and we appreciate it. We're going to wrap up with Caesar in the next segment. Come back, listen to what he has to say. We're so proud of him. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are talking to my intern, Caesar Tamayo. Caesar, can you share with us your aspiration, your dream. You've got some very specific aspirations, and we're kind of helping unfold that for you as well. And I want the Bay Area or all of the world. This guy is worth waiting for and hiring when he graduates next year. He's absolutely amazing, and we are asking him to circle back with us and see what we have going on. Who knows? Who knows? I can't promise anything, but I would like the connection. We're going to stay in touch with Caesar. He's going to do some things for us on my Business on the Edge side of the house. But Caesar, tell us what your dreams and goals.
Hello?
Yeah. Hi, Caesar. It's like...
It was just cutting off a little bit. So, yeah. One of my aspirations, my goal is to hopefully one day be part of a front office of a sports organization, whether it's basketball, soccer, or football. Growing up, I was very passionate, and I was pretty much inspired by the Warriors organization because I actually got to see what was going on behind the scenes with the general manager Bob Myers, and it just showed me how when it comes to sports, there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes than what we're actually seeing on TV.
Right, and you want to be right there in the front office working. So he has these aspirations. Someone's going to work in the sports arena, and so Caesar is definitely one who can, I would certainly, and I'm going to write him a great letter of recommendation. But in the meantime, we're going to continue to work with you. You're going to help us with some of our social media and some of the things that we're doing here for the radio show and for the magazine, the Small Business Concierge magazine. So, and we're going to help create that pathway for Caesar, for you, in terms of reaching that goal. So, we want you to have those opportunities, and not all interns. A lot of interns get great opportunities. I would say if you're a college student, definitely do an internship program and give yourself an opportunity and work hard. Work hard. Don't go and just trying to bide your time. Show that organization that you have the skill sets and really want the opportunities that are given to you. So, Caesar, what kind of advice would you give to anyone that's listening in terms of your whole experience with your internship? This was your first internship, so you've never done it before. So what would you say out there?
Some advice that I would tell people that are looking into internships or are going to do internship is just give it 100%. Your work is not going to be go unnoticed because you're going to just be there to try to make an impact. Just try to make a difference however you can, because even though you might not think that you're making an impact for the company, you actually are. Even if you're just working on a little thing, and also just to if you are taking an internship, make sure you network. Networking is very, very important. This is a great opportunity to be able to get references, maybe future employers and things like that.
Right, right. And I'll say Caesar had to do a presentation. We put him on a project to learn some of the legislation that is related to the SBDC program and the Workforce Development Program, WIOA program. Mm-hmm. And so he did a great job on everything. In fact, I would ask him, hey, did you get this, and this done? And he's like, oh, yeah, I already took care of it. So it's fantastic that he was just on top of his game as an intern. And so we appreciate you. I got to go to a commercial break. Have a safe drive up there to Humboldt State University. And if you are interested in giving this young man a job offer, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. We'll take care of him and make sure that you're connected. You're listening to Margaret Jackson, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. I am thrilled because we are working on our next magazine, and that's going to be our Power Women issue. So if you are a power woman out there, we are going to have a magazine that is just spectacular. We're getting everything set in place. In fact, we have a big photo shoot in a couple of weeks that we're going to do here in Silicon Valley for that centerfold of power women making power moves. And just so you know, none of us will be in swimsuits. I'm just, come on. Woo, okay, this is right. You know, come on. You know, just give us, we're power women, power moves, right? And so we're looking forward to this next level. We just continue to try to bring another level of creativity and expertise. And this is a great place. Our articles, great place for small business owners. This is your magazine. And I said this from the start. This is your magazine. This is not my magazine. It's a platform, just like the radio, the Salem Media Group. It has put these networks here. You know, we have AM 1220 KDOW radio. This is a platform, an opportunity for me to get on air and coach and talk about different things and talk about small businesses, talk about recession, talk about internship and the value of that. And why? Because small business growth is essential to the health of our economy. We are the backbone. That really is true that we're the backbone. And so this platform for small business owners, and you might see, maybe you're great and fantastic at what you do and your skill set, and you're not a great writer. This is where we kind of help you cut your teeth. And so, in fact, we just had a writer's rubric put on our website, on the Small Business Concierge .biz website, so you can look at the writing guidelines and the writing rubrics, so you can continue to sharpen up to the place where you can compete for other writing opportunities or guest writers in magazines that are in your specific industry. And this is where we're trying to help you get that extra exposure, where the magazine is showcased around the world on issue.com. You can pick it up here on the Small Business Concierge.biz website. We're getting ready for our Indiegogo campaign. We want to raise resources to do some major printing of the magazine so we can get them in other places that we're real interested in connecting with business professionals and business and small business owners and those that are professionals that want to read. And you know what's interesting about this magazine is I don't want you to think that it's just business, 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 and we've got these different sections, and it's just business, business, business. But some of this is about fitness, food, things that we deal with as business professionals, small business owners, that we don't, that's part of our world, right? Our education. How are we going to put our kids through college? How do we start a business, you know? Teach me about blockchain. Teach me about cryptocurrency. And they're a little nervous right now as well. Everybody's got a little nervous, you know. And when we see the ebbs and flows within our economic system, they're just indicators to say prepare. Prepare, prepare, prepare. And whatever hits that come, you're able to withstand. And we want to help you do that. And we can help you do that also at the Small Business Development Center. So any of these Small Business Development Centers that are around the nation, find out which one is near you to get the support that you need and get your business organized. If it's not, and you kind of been flying by the seat of your pants, this is a place where you can get those additional resources. But for the Small Business Concierge.biz magazine, you can go out there, check out the writer's rubric. If you want to be a part of this magazine, then connect with our office and we will either bring you in and find out what those needs are. You could list and it's not a, let me be careful. I don't like calling it a list. We have a concierge guide because we give a little bit more information so you can make a better decision on the products and resources that you want to choose. You ever see those lists? You know, you go get a new job and they give you a list of doctors you can select from and everyone looks the same. It's kind of like this cookie cutter. That's our concierge guide is a differentiator. So you can make, so if there's, say, five different graphic designers or some industry and there's 5 or 10 companies that are, it's a differentiator for you to choose and make a choice to work with them, or it's also a connector. It's our intern just got done telling you network. You can network through this guide. Think about what you can purchase. Think about what they can purchase from you. When I do networking events, I always say no one's here to sell. Excuse me. No one's here to buy. Everyone's here to sell, because if everyone's selling, then everyone's buying. And so it's really an interesting way to do our networking events, and they're always successful. When we end, no one wants to leave. So go out to our smallbusinessconcierge.biz website, check out our magazine, check out the writer's rubric if you want to advertise in this next magazine, in our Power Women magazine. Stay tuned for an Indiegogo campaign because you're going to have some great deals to be able to do that and maybe even come on the show here. We're going to have so much for you, so we want to get that launched off. But this magazine is for you. It is the Small Business Concierge magazine by you, for you, and an opportunity for you to expand and grow and leverage the world or leverage Silicon Valley, wherever you're at. This is the place for you to be, for sure. I got to get out of here. We got to get into a commercial break. Thank you for tuning into the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. And when we come back, we'll wrap up.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. We are at the bottom of the show, and we are going to wrap up. Little bit of Phil Collins there. Are we headed for a recession? We started with the show today on the concerns in the market, concern in our economic climate and change, even around the world. And what I would say to those that are in, and I would say this to any business, and large corporations in business, they're preparing. And interesting enough, like I said, the last recession, it took out giants. Giants fell. Small businesses, micro businesses, and so forth can crumble under the pressure. But giants fell. So it's within your best interest to really kind of take a look at where your business is right now. If you don't have support and you need support and you need some advising, I certainly would check into the Small Business Development Centers. You can go to ASBDC.org, that's America Small Business Development Centers, and find a ASBDC near you so you can get some of the support that you need. The services are free. Seriously, you might as well get the support. And don't be embarrassed. Just, well, I haven't really taken care of my books and I'm using Excel spreadsheets. And I just get the support. They're not judging that. That's why they're there. If you need a mentor like SCORE will give you a mentor, and so they can support you as well. But get connected with someone that can help build your business and prepare for when the climate changes, and they'll help strengthen your foundation and help you grow to another level and help you figure out, really, do you understand your business model? You know, what are the, some things that you can do just in general to support your business? A downturn or a recession doesn't mean you have to go out of business. It means that you want to be prepared when storms hit. Like I said earlier, I'm from the Midwest, and so we didn't wait to buy an umbrella because thunderstorms are common in the Midwest. So we prepared. And if there was a thunderstorm, then we had our umbrellas at hand. Or, you know, Midwest, is you get a lot of snow. We didn't wait to buy coats and all of that in the winter when we knew that it was coming. So we always know that something's coming, and you should always kind of be preparing and making sure that you're building something into your plans as well, even including exit strategies or succession plans. Prepare, prepare, prepare. Here's a quote, St. Jerome: good, better, best. Never let it rest till your good is better and your better is best. That's, do that. Good, better, best. Never let it rest till your good is better and your better is best. Do that and you'll be okay. You'll land on your feet. And sometimes you do lose. I lost my company, my first company, and it taught me a lot. And it taught me actually how to be a better business professional, CEO, leader of a company, and look out for the gotchas. Look out for realizing that downturns, they impact everyone. They don't just impact big business, the Sonys, the Apples, the Googles. They impact the little guy that you don't know is a small business owner. So, you know, you want to prepare for that. Also, I wanted to tell you, in our Indiegogo campaign that we're going to do, we're going to do a commemorative issue of the first Small Business Concierge magazine. So we want you to, we're going to put some extra stuff in it. So we want to definitely give you an opportunity to get a copy of that. So when we launch that campaign, we'll let you know. But it's fun stuff. And this next magazine, we're excited. We're going to use its many college students that are in the graphic design, photojournalism, and photography curriculums in their colleges. We're looking for those that are closer to graduation because they have a greater talent and skill. We want to give them an opportunity to get some real world experience. So help us support them in that as well as we get this next magazine done. Have a great Friday. You're listening to Margaret Jackson, AM 1220 KDOW Radio. Be good to somebody out there.